because of your and your mercies. We thank you for the new year and the grace and the strength, the preservation and the provision. Thank you for how far you have brought us. Thank you for the exceeding precious promises that you have in store for us this year. We pray that every strength, every grace, every strength we need to be able to hold on, to be able to continue, to be able to abide in you till we see your glory, till we see you in glory, you will shower them upon us and you will perfect everything that concerns us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If I'm being heard, I will be grateful if you give me an amen.
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 Thank you and God bless you. So our message tonight is titled, Hold Fast Till I Come. Hold fast. Hold firm. Keep the faith. Continue the race. For how long? Till I come, till we see Christ in glory, we are to hold on. You know, it's often easy to begin something, but to continue and to see to the end of the thing is always a challenge. It's always easy, you know, to apply for admission and get a place. But after you have had a place, and then the assignments and the tests and the demands and everything begins to come in, then you begin to question whether you will be able to finish the program. And everything that we begin, we are faced with the temptation to quit when the going gets tough. And the Christian race is also like that. But God wants us to hold on firmly till and to the end. And that is the example Christ has shown us. That's the example of the early disciples and apostles. We look at contemporary times, believers had to stand for God. Their faith were put to the test. They had to endure a lot of things, but they didn't abandon the faith because they knew whom they had believed. And they were persuaded that he was and was still able to keep them. And he who kept them will keep us. And he will perfect everything about us and concerning us in Jesus' name. You know, it is only those who are willing to pay the price to hold on in the teeth and in the midst of affliction, of challenges, of trials, of temptations, who will win the prize. There is a price to pay if we want to win the prize. That heavenly prize, that ultimate prize. And I pray that none of us will miss it in Jesus' name. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 2. The verse is 25 and 26. Revelation 2, 25, 26. The word of God tells us, but that which you have already, hold fast, hold it firm. Till I come. What do you have already? You have salvation, you are born again. What do you have already? You have the faithful, true, sound doctrine of Christ. What do you have already? You have, you know, you have been planted in a fellowship that's godly. There are so many things we have that we take for granted. The Lord says that which you have already, don't let it slip. Hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh, the one who is able to pay the price and hold on, and keepeth my works for how long? Unto the end. To him will I give power over the nations. The one who is able to pay the price, not midway, not halfway, but to the end, that is the individual who is going to receive the price. Him will I give the power over the nations. That's God's promise to us in chapter 3 of Revelation, the verse is 7. Revelation chapter 3, the verse is 7. We are told, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. The word Philadelphia here actually means love of the brethren. What kind of church was this? This is a church, a city that is still, it's still there today. It's no longer called Philadelphia. It has a different name, but we are talking about a city that is in Turkey, very close, not so far away from us. These things said, he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man opens. When the Lord opens any door for you, no demon, no power, no Satan is going to shut that door. You don't need to panic. And every door, evil door that the Lord has shut in your life, no demon, no power, no principality can open that door. And for us as a church, when the Lord sets an open door for us, because he has the key, no entity can close that door. And we are told in verse 8, I know thy works. I know thy works. I know thy works. What does Christ know about you? This is comforting, but this is cautioning. What no brother or sister in the church sees, God sees. What no pastor sees, God sees. The Lord says, I know your works. Are they good or evil works? But Philadelphia was excelling. The Lord says, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. The city Philadelphia was in a very, earthquake-prone area. And they were always running in and out because, the least thing, the earthquake was strong. In fact, the city completely got destroyed and it had to be rebuilt again in AD 17. But despite all the afflictions and the challenges, the church was very faithful to God. They had a little strength, a small city, a little membership, but they were very faithful to the call and the commission the Lord had given to them. And they stood and they kept the word of God, the sound doctrine Christ had committed into their hands, and they didn't deny the name of the Lord. They didn't abandon. They were persecuted, but they stood. The Lord said, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. Synagogue, Satan, how did they match? It's a synagogue, obviously, talking about the Jews in Judaism. They claim to know God, but their deeds betray them that they are from the devil. Synagogue of Satan. And we have many, many groups and people like that today who claim, I'm also a believer, I'm also a child of God. But you see that they profess to know God, but in works they deny him. Those of the synagogue of Satan, we say they are Jews and are not. But do lie, but I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee because thou hast kept the word of my patience. You paid the price. You went to the limit for me. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. Because you paid the price, you are going to receive the price. We shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast. Hold that firm which you have, that no man take your crown. No boy, no girl, no man, no woman, No employer takes thy crown. And the Lord says, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Nobody knows that name. The Lord says that it is reserved for his faithful ones. He that has an ear, and I believe you have an ear tonight, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. James tells us that the one who endures the temptation, that's the price, trials. When he is right, when he has paid the price, there is a prize waiting for that person, and that is the crown the Lord has, crown of life the Lord has promised to them who love him. Let's look at our first point of discussion, the price for holding fast to the end. How much will it cost me? What are the demands on me and on my life if I should hold on to this thing, to this thing called Christianity, to this faith that I have come to identify with? What's the price tag for it? Let's look at chapter is 1 and the verse is 8. Ruth chapter 1, verse from verse 8. And Naomi said unto her daughters-in-law, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that he may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. They didn't say maybe, they said surely we will return with thee unto thy people. Assuredly, we will not leave you. We will go. I believe you might have made that confession to the Lord. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. But that faith, that confession, that profession will be tested. It will be put to the test. The storms will come. The floods will come to put that confession and profession of yours to the test. Will you stand? The Lord will help you to stand. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters, why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and she also bear sons, will you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieved me much for your sakes, and the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah, who had in verse 10 said, surely I will return, I will go with you. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, obviously, but Ruth clave unto her. But Ruth clave unto her. When the forecast got so grim, gloomy, and dark, Orpah, who had said surely, soft pedaled. She retreated. But her companion, Ruth, who had also said surely in verse 10, clave. We are faced with the choice of continuing the race or abandoning it on a daily basis. Will you join the company of Orpah or Ruth? Will you kiss your Christian faith and virtues and all that the Lord has done with and through you because of the grim forecasts and predictions and troubles and trials and afflictions, or you will cleave to the Lord despite the seemingly hopeless situation and circumstances. We are told in verse 15, and she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. She put the faith of Ruth to the test. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Not I may. I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. I am ready to pay the price, whatever it will cost me. And verse 17 says, where thou diest, I will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. And we are told in verse 18, when she saw that she was steadfastly minded, she wasn't halting between two opinions, she wasn't staggering, she wasn't taking one step forward and another backward. She was steadfastly minded to go with her. Then she left speaking unto her. Is that your situation? Are you steadfastly minded to follow the Lord, whatever may be tied, whatever life throws at you? Are those around you who know you be able to say, ah, leave her alone? Whatever you do, you can't just take him away. Will a husband or a wife take Christ from you? Would an employer take your Christ from you? Or you are steadfastly minded to go with Christ to the end? Are you willing and ready to pay the price? To hold fast, to hold on? For how long? To the end. I pray God will give us grace and strength so to do. In Luke chapter 9, from verse 23, Luke 9, 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, if any man will say, I want to be a Christian, if any woman will say, I want to be a believer, what are the conditions? Let him deny himself. What is the price tag for being a believer? Let him deny himself, take up his cross. Is it every Sunday, every month or year? But take up his cross daily. The Christian life is daily. And follow me. That's the price. Those are the terms of the contract. And you need to read, you need to understand it before you put your signature to it. And then verse 57, we see a test case here. And it came to pass, as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Talk is cheap. Upper said the same thing. I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And then comes the price tag. Verse 50. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. Do you still follow someone who is homeless and doesn't have somewhere, doesn't have a mansion, And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. You know, he's calling Lord, and he still say, allow me first. If indeed the Lord is your Lord, he will have his way first before yours. You will always put him first. That is what then makes him Lord. If you're always putting God behind, then he's no longer God. You are making him your dog because you want him to follow you. But if you are truly following the Lord, you follow him according to his terms, not yours. And then we are told in verse 60, Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee. You know, all these people come and they speak words, profess, confess, I will follow thee. But let me first go bid them farewell, which are at my house. I want to follow you, but I don't want to pay any price. I want Sahota free. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow, no woman having begun the Christian race and looking back because of challenge, because of frustration, because of one affliction, is fit for the kingdom of God. I pray the Lord will find you and me fit, because we are not going to look back. Our journey will be forward and onward in Jesus' name. In 2 Timothy 3, 2 Timothy 3, from verse 10, 2 Timothy 3 from verse 10, we are told, this is Paul the Apostle, but thou hast fully, exhorting Timothy, and thou hast fully known my doctrine, Timothy, manner of life. You know my purpose. You have seen my faith, Timothy. You know my long suffering, my charity, and you know my patience. But not only that, you also know my persecutions and afflictions which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured. We don't enjoy persecutions, we endure them. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. And then the Lord tells us, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Every individual who wants to live like a Christian, genuinely born again believer, shall, not may, shall suffer persecution. That is the price. But evil men and seducers, deceivers, imposters, shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you, child of God, what are you to do? Continue. Hold on. In the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. The doctrines you have received, continue in them, because you know where they came from. Jesus, to be ready to pay the price. Because it's not enough to profess our love for him. We must be willing and ready to pay the price. Christ himself paid the price for our redemption. And he has shown us the example. Chapel tells us that often we endure trials seeking God's deliverance from them. Nobody wants to go through trials. While our instinct is to flee, run away from trials, he says, remember that even in the midst of suffering, God's will is being done. Even in the midst, you know, of very dark and gloomy situation, the will of God is still being done. Even when we have to pay such a heavy price, remember, the will of God is being done. And when he is done with us, we will see that he is good all the time. And all the time, he is good. After we have paid the price, then we can look forward to the prize, the reward, here in time and in eternity. The price that Ruth paid. What price did she receive? Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. If you've seen it, please read for us. Matthew 1, verse 1. And then we continue from 5 to 6. Matthew 1, 1, 5 to 6.
Matthew 1, verse 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren.
Verse 5 and 6, please.
Sorry. And Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Urias.
This is the genealogy of Christ. Did you hear Ruth's name there in verse 5? And Solomon begat Boaz of Rechab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and then Jesse begat David the king. Where is Opa's name? That the Lord rewarded Ruth. Getting married to Boaz and all that. But beyond that, that singular decision she took to hold on brought her into the lineage of Christ. When you are faced with decision making, my prayer is that you will choose wisely with eternity in view. You will not only look at the here and now. And whatever price you need to pay now so you will get the ultimate prize in heaven, the Lord help you so to do. Those who pay the price, what prize, reward does God have for them? Isaiah, the chapter is 33. And the verse is 14. Isaiah 33, verse 14. We are told the sinners in Zion are afraid. You know, isn't it a contradiction to hear that there are sinners in Zion? Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gains of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from the holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, that shattered his eyes from seeing evil. The one who pays this price, the one who forfeits, quote unquote, these benefits, as the world will call it, in verse 15, what is the price for this individual? Verse 16, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. Bread shall be given him. If I don't cut corners, as others are doing in verse 15, how do I feed my family? How do I take care of this? How do I do this? And bread shall be given him. His waters also shall be sure. That is the price. And not only that, that one is just for here and now. Look at verse 17. On top of this, in addition to this, thy eyes shall see the king in his beauty. Those people who pay the price will receive that ultimate price. They shall behold the land that is very far off. I pray this will be our portion. I pray this will be our portion. If you believe, can I hear an amen from you?
Amen.
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 Revelation chapter 2. We read it earlier. Let's go back to it. Revelation 2, 25. But that which you have already, hold fast. This is not the time to backslide. This is not the time to say, I am tired. This is not the time to say this holiness thing, this salvation, this all this thing. It is the reason why I am, my situation is like this. I quit. I give up. But that which you have already, hold fast till I come. Till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end. The one who will hold on and pay the price, to him will I give power over the nation. That is the price the individual is going to receive. And not only that, he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, tonight, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you and to me. Brothers and sisters, God has a price for those who faithfully pay the price. And those who tend to focus on the price, who tend to focus on how much it is costing them in the physical to follow the Lord, they easily get weary and they faint along the way. But those who focus on the ultimate price, on the reward, instead of the price they have to pay, they are those who endure to the end. The precious price God has for the faithful who hold fast, who hold firm to the end, it makes whatever price we need to pay now worthwhile. Because what, just one glimpse of heaven will all the toys on this world and from this world will repay. Matthew Henry tells us that we should not cast away our confidence because God defers his performances, because one expectation or the other is not coming. Don't defer your confidence and your faith in the Lord because one breakthrough or whatever hasn't yet been seen. And then he tells us that that which does not come in your time will be hastened in his time. Your time and his time. Remember, he is Lord. He knows better than you do. And in his time, it is always the more convenient season. God will work when he pleases, how he pleases, and by what means he pleases. He is not bound to keep our time, but one thing is sure, he will perform his word in your life. He will honor your faith, and he will reward you if you will diligently seek him and pay the price. Let's wrap up with Hebrews chapter 12 and see the example. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, you know, we are coming from chapter 11, and then you get to chapter 12. Chapter 11 is what's usually referred to as God's Hall of Faith. That is where, you know, the heroes of faith are mentioned. And then this verse 12, chapter 12, verse 1 comes to the conclusion. Because of all that we have heard, because of all the example that we have seen, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about, surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses. All the people mentioned there, the Abraham, the Noah, the Moses, the David, all those mentioned in the whole, they are a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight, that is the price to pay, every weight, and the sin which does so easily beset and trap us. That is the price you will need to pay. That darling and bosom sin, the price you will need to pay is to push it to where it belongs. And let us run with patience, with perseverance, the race that is before us, looking unto Jesus. Anytime you are tired, don't focus on the price and the pain. Look at the price. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. You know, Paul told us that he endured affliction, and his example is Christ, who also endured the cross. We don't enjoy crosses, we endure them, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That was the price. That was the price that he needed to pay. The cross, the shame. But because he paid the price, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him. Look at him. Make him your example. That endure such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Are you fainting? Do you feel tired? Consider him. Look at Jesus Christ. You have not resisted unto blood, striving against him. In your battle with sin, you haven't come to the point where you need to shed blood as others did. When they were sown asunder, when they were thrown to lions, ye have not resisted yet unto blood, striving against them. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Hold fast. Hold firm. Unto the end. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. The Father, whatever price I need to pay now, whatever pain I need to go through now, whatever affliction and trial I need to endure now, Lord, I don't want to short circuit that process. Give me the patience, give me the forbearance, give me the strength to go through that phase of my life. to pay the price so that I will ultimately win that prize you have for your faithful ones. Here in time and in eternity. You remember Ruth? You remember Orpah? Which of these do you want to company with? On whose side will you stand? Will your history be written with Orpah or with Ruth? The Lord says she was steadfastly minded. You want to pray that the Lord will strengthen you in the mind. If the Lord gives you that big heart, you can go through whatever you need to go through. You can jump any fence and any wall. However impenetrable that wall may be, the mind. She was steadfastly minded to go. Hold on to your convictions and your confessions. Looking unto Jesus. Don't look at your husband. He may disappoint you. He's a human. Don't look at your wife and say, ah, this woman brought me to the faith. And if she is behaving like this, ah, pastor, you of all people did this. I am disappointed. Don't look at anyone. Look unto Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He paid the price. He endured the cross. He had to despise the shame. And ultimately, he is seated. He says, if you don't do that, you'll be wearied. You'll be faint in your mind. Are you already fainting? This is just the first month of the year. You are already fainting. You are already getting wearied. Pray for revival. Lord, I look unto you. Give me grace. Give me strength. Don't quit. Whatever the price is, don't focus on the price. Don't focus on the pain. Focus on the ultimate prize and reward. Pastor, please.
Brethren, the Lord has spoken unto us. He who paid the price, win the prize. There is a site for us to pay the price. And God has promised us of the prize. We have every reason to hold on. We have every reason to stand. We want to pray to the Lord that God, give me grace to stand. Give me grace to hold on. I will not backslide. Brethren, many times when our pastor told us our eye is only focused on the price we are paying, the pain, the suffering, the challenges, then we begin to faint. But we want to pray. The Lord has given us his word. The Lord has shown us, showed unto us the way. Is that looking unto Jesus? Looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. We want to pray and tell the Lord that God, fix my eye on you. May my eye not be taken away from that prize. Our pastor told us, he read many scriptures to us about the blessedness, the blessings that God has for us. Brethren, let's pray and tell the Lord. Number one, I want us to tell God that whatever makes us bow in the face of challenges, from tonight, the Lord should strengthen us. The Lord should strengthen us. The Lord should strengthen us. There's a price to pay. There's a price to pay. Let's pray, brethren. Ruth paid her price. Ruth paid her own price. And the scriptures made us understand that he was steadfast in his mind. Let's pray that God, may my mind be fixed. May my heart not fail in the face of adversity, in the face of challenges. May I not sell my soul to the enemy. May I not become so cheap. Let's pray. The Bible said, if we fail in the faith in the times of adversity, our strength is small. That is why the Lord has spoken unto us to look unto him. Let's pray, God, strengthen me. Father, strengthen me. Father, help me to stand. Father, help me to stand. Whatever it is, help me to stand. May I not forget you, O God. May I not forget the prize, the blessedness, the reward, the crown. Pray and tell God, God, strengthen my heart. Lord, strengthen my heart. Lord, strengthen my heart. Lord, strengthen my heart. Brethren, God's word has made it clear to us that persecution shall come. It's a must. We will be tested in one way or the other. Our pastor told us, anyone that stand there, the scripture confirmed, anybody that stand there, that is right in God, shall suffer persecution. We want to pray, God, may I pass every test. Paul the apostle, he spoke unto Timothy about the persecution he endured. Brethren, let's pray that God strengthen me. God, give me grace. We will have that thick skin. Our mind will be steadfast. Tell God, God, make me steadfast. God, make me steadfast. Brethren, we can know, even in the face of this world, that nothing comes easy. As a student, you must even go through the rigor of study before you get the certificate. Everything we struggle, we fight for. We want to pray, God, give me grace. We see how an athlete continues to run and run because his eye is on the prize. He may be tired, but they continue. Let's tell the Lord, Father, help me. That this Christian journey I will not fall off. He who shall endure unto the end. Brethren, let's ask God. God has spoken to us. The Lord has spoken to us to hold on, to stand. Are you fainting? Are you going through a situation that is making you wanting to give up? Looking unto Jesus. The Bible said that ye have not resisted unto blood, yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Whatever it is that we are going through, the word of God has told us that we've not gotten to the point where we are paying with our blood. Our Christ, our Savior, told us that he is a perfect example. We should look unto him. He endured. He went through all kinds of contradiction of sinners. Brethren, the Bible said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. When we get tired, we look unto him. We seek his face. It is okay to sometimes get tired. Yes. But you look unto Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith. Brethren, let's tell the Lord, we have so much So it means a lot of reasons to stand. Let's look at what the word of God has told us. Great prizes. We saw the example, the case of Ruth. And because she stood, the Lord rewarded him. The Lord rewarded her. Christ Jesus came through her lineage. What a glory when we stand. Let's pray, God, I will stand. I will stand. We saw in the case what the Bible told in the book of Revelation our pastor read to us. That if you hold on, if we shall continue, our eyes shall see the King. We shall be like the morning star. Picture yourself receiving that crown on that last day. Picture yourself receiving the prize on that last day. Picture yourself walking on that street of gold in heaven. The Bible says he will wipe all tears from our eyes. We shall not cry forever, brethren. It is just in a short period of time, it will all be over. Our Lord Jesus will come and everything will come to a close. But before that, we have to hold on. Let's pray, God, help me. Whatever is making me so agitated, Father, help me. Whatever is making me, oh God, sometimes wanting to backslide, frustrated here and there, Lord, help me. We must finish the race. Paul said, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? What shall separate me? This is a cry. All of us should cry to the Lord that God help me to stand. When my strength is failing me, give me the grace to stand. I will hold on. I will look unto you. When my eye is taken from Christ, Lord, remember me. Remember me to look unto Jesus. Remember me, Lord. Remember me. Help me to fix my eye on the crown. Help me not to forget the pressures of this world. It will not push us away. The temptations from the enemy. It will not make us fall. We want to tell God, God, help me. Give me that ruggedness of mind. The psalmist said, my heart is fixed. Oh Lord, my heart is fixed. That focus. Tell the Lord, God, grant unto me that focus. That I will not be looking left and right. I will not be rising and falling. When that challenge, when that temptation is coming, Lord, I will look at the greater prize, the greater crown. I will stand. And you want to pray, if peradventure something has happened and you gave up, or maybe in the face of challenges and adversity, you are almost giving up, pray. God, show me your mercy. Brethren, that is why we came. The Lord brought us here to do us good. He brought us here to hold our hands, to rise to our feet. He said, my child, look unto me. Come up higher. He's a God of love. He will cleanse us. He will purge us. He will strengthen our hearts. Let's tell the Lord, God, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me, for I will help thee. I will never leave thee. The test will come, but God should strengthen our hearts. And lastly, brethren, the Lord has made us understand there are cloud of witnesses. There are cloud of witnesses. Our pastor told us in Hebrews 11, all the heroes of faith, they are watching. Remember Stephen. Stephen was being stoned. And yet he endured. He's watching us. He's watching us. Abraham, all those cloud of witnesses, Ruth is looking at us. When a temptation comes, and we want to bow, remember there are cloud of witnesses. Pray that God, if men like me stood, give me grace to stand. We will not fall out. We will continue. We will not give up. We will fight on. We will rise again and we will shine. We will look unto Jesus. He will strengthen our hearts. He will quicken us again. Pray that God help me when you get to earth, what a day of rejoicing that will be when you see Jesus, we will see and shout victory. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout victory. When you see Jesus, we will sing and shout victory. We will sing, we will shout victory when we make it on that day. Our crowns are waiting for us. Very soon we will get there. Very soon we will finish. Very soon we will leave. Let's ask the Lord, our Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I want you to mute your mic. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Our Father in heaven, indeed, you love us. Thank you, Jesus, for this period of encounter with you again. Lord, you always come to heal your church. You always come to hold your people's hands. You always come to remind us. Because you are a great shepherd, thank you for such a word in season. To hold fast, to hold on, and never to faint. Heavenly Father, your children's hearts are here. I pray, O God, that the grace to stand you will give unto each and every one of us tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, our passion, our vision is that all of us here present, we will make it on that day. And we will finish strong. But God, before that, there are many challenges. Sometimes our body, our own humanity sets in. Sometimes it's like we want to give up. But Heavenly Father, we pray from tonight as you have challenged us, that we have not resisted unto blood striving against it. Give us the grace, Lord, to stand. I pray that you strengthen every heart tonight here in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you that your mercy will continue to be with us. And if peradventure any one of us here has fallen, has drifted or at the verge of giving up. But I pray, may this period, this message, be a time that all such people will arise and gather the energy, the momentum again to fight until the end in Jesus' name. Lord, till we see you, don't give up on us. I pray, Lord, for even our pastor you have used, Lord, that he himself, after he had preached to us, will never be a castaway. The challenges of life, the temptations will not push him away, but he will be the commander and stand as you have spoken through him in Jesus' name. Together as a church, strengthen us. Help us, Lord, because you are our only hope. And we look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Even as we bring our meeting to a close, Lord, we are not leaving your presence. Keep on reminding us to abide with you. We bless your name. We worship you. We exalt you. For in Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen.